الأربعين، نوعية الاعتكاف، نوعية الخير، نوعية العزلة، نوعية الرياضة، نوعية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We continue from where we left last session. That who goes seek the journey to the Divine Presence, it is a long journey and must carry a lot of responsibilities and must face a lot of obstacles. We must not think that the way to Allah and His Prophet is so simple, so easy. The way is full of difficulties that if we overcome it, we reach a level of annihilation. As Grand Sheikh said about Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami, when he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for him the door of the Divine Presence. And finally he heard a voice saying, "Ya Abu Yazid, you want the Divine Presence? You have to be a dump for my servants." A dump means you have to carry the difficulties, you have to carry the burdens, you have to carry the sins, you have to carry anything that is burden to my servants, you have to carry it and come to me without complaining. Who can do that? Who can be a dump for humanity? Except Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all other prophets and Sahaba of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Awliya Allah. For us, if someone said to us one word that we don't like, we disappear as if we are not anymore in the same community. If someone say to us something that make us upset, we try to fight and create a confusion for nothing. We cannot say to someone that may Allah forgive you, or we cannot say, "Ya Rabbi, if I was not bad, that person would not have said something bad against me." That's better than to say, "Oh Allah, forgive you. May Allah forgive you." You have to say, "Oh Allah, that person was right to say something about me because I'm a bad person." Try to humiliate yourself. And Maulana said that Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami was humiliating himself by accepting to be the worst of people. by accepting to be a dump means I'm the dirty one. No one else is dirty. Today, if you say to someone you are dirty, what he will do? Beat you. Or you say to him or to her, whatever, him or her, he, she or he, they run away. You don't see them until you go and say sorry. Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami did not say anything except, Ya Rabbi, I'm listening to what you are asking me. What happened? He reached Maqam al-Fana, the level of annihilation. That means there is no existence for him. He sees everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him, nothing exists. Existence is for his Lord. So if the existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you are going to be upset? Of whom? Means Abu Yazid غاب عن نفسه وعن وجوده.
He disappeared
from himself and he disappeared from his
existence,
his body. There is no more غاب عن نفسه, disappeared from his ego, means there is no more ego. His ego became like nothing. There is no more desire. And غَابَ عَنْ وُجُودِهِ, he disappeared from his own existence. And he said the existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why when he disappeared from his existence and from his ego, he said, Ya Rabbi, my kingdom He said, Ya Rabbi, are you the Malik al-Mulk?
The owner of the mulk of this kingdom.
Are your kingdom is what we are seeing, that huge universe and whatever everything you have created is your kingdom. What is Allah's kingdom, Doctor?
Everything.
Everything that is created. Is that Ya Rabbi? And Allah, and he heard and answered, yes, yes, my servant. He have that inspiration in his heart. Yes, this is my kingdom. Because Abu Yazid disappeared from his existence, غَابَ عَنْ وُجُودِهِ وَعَنْ نَفْسِهِ, and he, from his ego, his no more ego, no more existence, he said, Ya Rabbi, looking at this kingdom, Ya Rabbi, this kingdom, you are poor. My kingdom is bigger than your kingdom. Oh, if we say this, we will, إِذَا كُنَّ ذَلِكْ نَكْفُرْ.
If we disbelieve, we become unbelievers.
We cannot say this, but he said it. Because still we have ego and we have existence. We believe in that, so how? We are lying then. But Abu Yazid has no more existence, no more ego. He said, Ya Rabbi, what is this? This universe that you created, you are saying, your kingdom, this is, you are poor. My kingdom is bigger than your kingdom. A normal scholar, normal people, they don't understand. What Abu Yazid wants to say is that
Ya Rabbi, your kingdom is dunya. Your kingdom is paradises. Your kingdom is everything you created. And you said that all this universe doesn't weigh a wing of a mosquito. إِنَّ هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَا تَزِنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضًا. That dunya doesn't weigh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a wing of a mosquito. So what is wing of a mosquito, your kingdom? But my kingdom why is bigger? Because Ya Rabbi, my kingdom is you. I'm not anymore there. There is no Abu Yazid. Abu Yazid is gone. There is only you. I am in that you. I'm there. So I want and I love that kingdom that is, which is you. So of course that is better than this whole universe. But he is saying it from a point of view of real believing and real accepting. There is no cheating. If we are saying it, we are cheating. Why we are cheating? Because if someone comes behind you and hits you, slap you in the back, you run after him to beat him. How much they slapped Abu Yazid, they make him a dump and he didn't say one word. That's awliyaullah, we cannot reach that. It's impossible for us to reach that level. So he said that your kingdom is ma siwallah. Whatever is other than you, Ya Rabbi, is your kingdom. But my kingdom is you. So of course it's bigger than your kingdom. Then what? You is bigger than everyone. You, Allahu Akbar, you are the greatest. And he say, Ya Rabbi, you have put over Jahannam for people to pass in order to enter Jahannam, in order to enter paradise, they have to pass over Sirat al-Mustaqim, over that bridge. And what you are, Ya Rabbi, playing with people? Telling them you have to pass over that Sirat al-Mustaqim and making that Sirat al-Mustaqim thinner than a hair. How they are going to pass there? And for what? For what you are wasting your time and our time? You asked us to pass over it. How we are going to pass? Of course you are going to fall. But since you own us, since we are your creation, and all of us, when you own something, you don't want to let that something to disappear, to go from your hand, isn't it? If you own, if you have a murid, what you like to keep? To keep that murid around you. There are people today, they have murids. They don't let them to disappear.
The bad ones.
Huh?
What do you mean the bad ones?
keep them very close. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, when they declare war on Harun al-Rashid, all the city was his murid. Everyone in Baghdad was his murid. And Harun al-Rashid didn't find one soldier. Everyone say, I'm murid of Abdul Qadir Jilani. And so what Harun al-Rashid wants to do? The enemy is coming. He has no murid, he has no soldier, and all of them, they say, oh, Abdul Qadir, we are go to Abdul Qadir Jilani. Cannot do that. Abdul Qadir Jilani said, wait, I'm going to show you how many murids I have. He built a big tent on the hill, and he said to Harun al-Rashid, call everyone, call all my murids. On that day, I'm going to give you a huge army. They came very happy that they are murid of Qadir Jilani, they don't go to war. Like us, we have one murid. We have one murid. The murid is happy, you don't go to war. Means don't go struggle against your ego. You think himself big, huge. Because he came like sheikh. We are sheikhs here, all of us. Everyone is sheikh, especially this one. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani called all of them. They said, today is Yawm al-Nahr. What's Yawm al-Nahr?
Day of slaughter.
Day of slaughtering. They looked, they were happy. It means Harun Rashid is going to slaughter sheep and goats and give to them to eat. He said, whom he loves me the most, come to the tent, I'm going to slaughter him. Hey, look. He brought a butcher, big butcher with big knife, to cut the neck and slaughter these people. They look, there is one person skinny who no one give him importance. Coming out of the crowd. When you ask importance from people, respect from people, Allah doesn't give you respect. You need respect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't run after respect of people. People will never give respect. People give respect for their egos. You need Allah's respect. So that person who no one respected him, coming up, coming to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. He brought him inside the tent, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, told the butcher, don't kill him, but kill a goat or a lamb and let them see the blood coming out. And that man was moving. They looked, half of the people run away. Then he said, who is next? And one lady came. She was his wife of that man. Also no one gave her attention. When people don't give you attention, it's better. You know there that there is shaitan playing with them. Because shaitan always tried to make the bad good, the good bad. She came up and he showed that he is slaughtering her. And then look, everyone run away. There is no more. Sayyidina Al-Qadir Jilani said to Harun Rashid, I have one murid and that his wife. Take the rest. All of them are your army. So it's very difficult to be in the level of annihilation. So Ya Rabbi, you put hellfire, Jahannam, and you said, go over it. Go over that bridge. Who is going to be on that bridge? You created us. You own us. We don't own ourselves. You first show us how to pass over that bridge. Then we are your shadow. You own us. So when you own something, you take what you own with you. You don't leave it. So when you pass there, we are with you. Because we are in your kingdom. Never, example, never a general let his army, his soldier to be left behind. What do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator? He will leave his servants in the hand of shaitan? He said, you Rabbi, move, go first, show us, we'll be there with you, because you own us. It's very difficult to understand the words of Awliyaullah. What they said about Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, that he said things that cannot be accepted.
Mullahs don't read his books. Mullahs don't read his books.
No, they no one to read. Yeah, the scholars, they say, don't read that book. If Kalam Awliyaullah is not understood, what do you think about the words of prophets? The hidden meaning of what prophets says. What do you think about Allah's word? Who can understand? Is normal word of people are not understood of Awliyaullah? What about prophets going to be understood, or about words of Allah going to be understood? It's very difficult to understand. Ya Rabbi, past, present, future, to you is the same. Is one. Past, as we explained many times. Past and present, future, is present, always there. Always present. So when you move, we are present with you. We'll be with you. Means, oh Allah, don't look at our amal. Our amal is useless. Your mercy what counts. You are the one that can give us safety. Don't expect that we can give to ourselves safety by doing something good. We are unable. No one can do anything. That's why Awliyaullah asking always, Ya Rabbi, bless us with your mercy, bless your servants. They don't know what they are doing. We don't know what we are doing. From that, think well what Abu Yazid is saying. He is trying to say that I'm absent, no more existence for me, for my ego, for myself. Means, Ya Rabbi, there is no more will of ourselves. Everything is in your hand. If you want us to be here, we be here. If you want us to be there, we be there. If you want us to do this, we do this. It's your irada. It's not our irada what it counts. It's your irada what it counts. Because Allah can come to anything and make it as if it doesn't exist. O Allah, you have put a scale to weigh our amal. To weigh the amal of Bani Adam, what we have done. It's your irada, it's your will, everything. First of all, why you to weigh our, to us? Weigh your irada. When you weigh your irada, you find us within your irada, you find us inside you, inside that irada, inside that kudra, inside that knowledge in these attributes. Because everything is in your hands. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله.
No difficulty, no tragedy occurred except with Allah's permission. No hardship.
No hardship occurred without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permission. خيره وشره من الله تعالى. What is good, what is bad is coming from His order. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. He inspired the self, the good and the bad. So every haraka and sukun, every movement and every stillness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stillness, not moving, is from Allah, and moving is from Allah. So since khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala, good and bad is coming through that irada. فألهمها فجورها وتقوى inspire itself the good and the bad. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. No hardship comes without permission of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. لا حركة ولا سكون إلا بإذن الله. There is no movement or stillness except by Allah's order. That's why Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم always say الخير فيما وقع. The goodness is in what happened, because it's Allah's irada. So Ya Rabbi, since everything from your irada, why you are asking us, weigh your amal and your irada, we all of us will pass to heaven. When you weigh your irada, when you put your irada, then there is nothing to ask us, because there is no irada for us. Our irada is minimal. Your irada is the general. Iradatun kulliya wa iradatun juz'iyya. Partial irada and total irada. Total irada in Allah's hand. Partial irada is in, He gave it to us to play in this dunya with it. But the main one, in His hand. And the importance is on the main one, not on the simple one. That's why when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being asked at the age of 63 by Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to him and he said, Ya Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you salam and say, do you like to go from this dunya to him or do you like to stay? It's up to you. Means the day of death. And it was given, granted to Prophet, the only one that been granted to him in this life to have irada on death is Prophet. That's irada kulliya. Allah is giving him from this total irada. Because death is from total irada. Birth is from total irada. Cannot play with that. He said, Ya Rabbi, I prefer to go to you. What am I doing here? Message is completed. At that time he was sweating when he decided to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was giving voluntarily what he likes. Sweating until his clothes were soaking from sweat like water. He called after Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali and he said to them, this is my clothes that's soaking. When I pass away, take my clothes, give it amana to Uwais al-Qarani. One of the Sahaba in the desert. One of the Sahaba, believer, but never saw Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because his mother said to him, don't go, don't leave me alone. It's another story, but he didn't see Prophet. But Prophet sent him that cloth, that soaking with sweat, as a trust, to keep it as a trust with him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he decided to go, he was sweating. Means he was in a trance, that he was in the divine presence, asking forgiveness on behalf of every human being of his ummah. And as he was, acceptance comes, his body sweat one drop. Then asking on the behalf of the other, then his body sweat one drop, and one drop, and one drop, and one drop, until he asked on behalf of the whole Ummah, from beginning to end, and he got answer, as Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless his soul, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven everyone for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every drop of that sweat was representing one human being. And if you count these drops, it will be on the number of a human being of the Ummah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sent that cloak, that dress, as a trust to Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarani to keep with him, means to take care of that secret, to be able to address and to build up, because every drop, as soon as Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali, that is another story, we'll say it later, but as soon as Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Umar gave the dress to Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarani, and Uwais al-Qarani took it and kissed it and put it on his heart, at that moment every drop was appearing as a human being in front of Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarani. And Sayyidina Uwais al-Qarani knew everyone by name. not by the name of your parents that gave to you, but by your original name in heavens. This is your dunya name. There is different names. In every level of paradise, Allah gives everyone a name. So with that name, we appeared in the presence of Sayyidina Uwais al-Karami from these drops. This, what you say, they manifest themselves, these drops, into normal human being. They appeared. You say what you say, this correct? Coming, appearing. In the presence of Sayyidina Uwais al-Karami, and Sayyidina Uwais was looking at them one by one. And accepting them means as he received them clean from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has to render them to give them back in the day of judgment clean. It's his responsibility. And Grand Sheikh said, all our sins, all our mistakes, all our criminalities, all our bad characters entered in that drop that came as a sweat from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and water always water was ja'alna min al-ma'i kulla shay'in hay, we have made from water everything alive. From that sweat, when this criminality, bad behavior, sins, everything that is bad came and Prophet ﷺ asked forgiveness, all this changed into water, that is water of youth. جَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, we have made from water everything alive. It rejuvenate us and came as a drop that it manifested itself in the presence of Sayyidina Uwais al-Karami as a clean human being. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried all these bad characteristics and sin, take them from the ummah like mountains. He تحمل عن العباد. He carried on behalf of the ummah, of Allah's servant, and make them clean and cure, and he gave them as a trust to Sayyidina Uwais al-Karami. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with what Allah has given him of that power, he was saying, Ya Rabbi, even I have that power that you gave me, فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ وَلَا أَقَلَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Don't leave me to myself, to my ego for a blink of an eye, or I will fall. Hey, what about us? If Prophet saying, when he is doing all this to the ummah, carrying all their difficulties and changing them from bad to good and give them a trust to Sayyidina Uwais al-Karami, and he's saying, Ya Rabbi, don't leave me to a blink of an eye to my ego. And what? A biggest, greatest sheikh or smallest sheikh? Where is he from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That we say, oh, we don't have ego. Everyone has ego. Allah, Prophet is saying, oh Allah, don't leave me 1 second. فَلَتَكِنِّي إِنَا نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ, a blink of an eye to my ego, or I will fall down. Yeah, what about Awliya Allah? What about us? If Awliya Allah, they say, فَلَتَكِنَّا إِلَى أَنفُسِنَا طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ, don't leave us to ourselves for a blink of an ego, of an eye.
What about me and what about you and what about him and what about her? And we say, oh, we are clean. We like everyone to respect us. Don't respect me, I kick you out. I don't talk to you. I'm Sheikh. What Sheikh? You are Sheikh. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always in ascension. Mislaini mislaini, he is always in ascension, continuous taraqqi. Continuous expansion.
Exponentially ascending.
Exponential ascending. Say it.
Exponentially ascending.
Okay. In every blink of an eye, Grand Sheikh said, all awliya, if you put all their powers together and Sahaba powers together, they cannot understand or they cannot reach. لا يمكنهم إدراك فضاء اللحظة من هذا الترقي.
They cannot reach the favors of one instant of that ascension.
They cannot reach to understand or to know the meaning or the reality of one of these exponential ascending in that moment. Prophet, in every moment he's ascending, one moment they cannot understand it. What do you think about other moments? And continuously he's ascending from beginning to end. He said if they put all their power, they are unable to understand the reality what Allah is giving Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that moment. One moment they cannot understand. What do you think about the other moments? That's why their knowledge never ends. Awliya Allah's knowledge never ends. That is something from too much. A drop of that ocean, of that moment that awliya Allah are not able to understand it. It's an ocean. What all they know from it is a drop. And that drop is like an ocean that what we are speaking might not be even a drop yet. What we can say? We say, may Allah forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right way, on the right track toward the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and toward the love of Awliyaullah, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim and Grand Sheikh. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة